You guys know that you're supposed to file a report every year effectively saying we're in compliance with the law, right?
The e-verify law?
The 5036-1, the SAVE, the public benefits part of it. I know we have that in there.
Okay.
But
please
remember that I worked with this for years and years and years, but I have not worked with it in years and years and years. So I don't like giving definitive answers to questions unless I can see exactly what we did.
Sure. I guess what we do is that every year HR sends out a request because there is a report that they send out every year about e-verify stuff, and Ben, your office sends in that information to HR, who then reports it. Is that correct?
Right.
So we believe that we are taking that correct step every year.
Okay, I'm looking at an affidavit on the Attorney General's website, and it doesn't fit my memory, and it doesn't fit what you just sent me, I don't think.
Stacy sent me, and she said it was from the AG's website.
Yes, ma'am. Right now, I just clicked on the same link twice and got a different... This is really wild. I hate that you guys have to listen to me talk to myself, but I'm going to mail this back to Ms. Hyde.
Yeah.
I'm just going to put their AG. So I think we're looking at the same affidavit. But just so you'll know, I clicked on a link a minute ago, and I got an unfamiliar affidavit. I clicked on it a third time. Unless I am crazier than I thought this morning, I'm getting something different. I'm not kidding. So anyway, the affidavit that popped up just now, I think, is the same affidavit that you sent me via email.
Okay.
I just sent it to Ms. Hyde, so it looks the same to me, yes.
Okay. And so Janet's going to put that, or has put that on the website already. So that's the affidavit that we're using and will be using going forward. Let's see. And is there any other issues or concerns? And again, I don't want to put you on the spot. So if you think of anything, you know, we can have another call later this week or something if we need to. But I just wanted to see if there's any other issues or concerns that you had, I appreciate the information about Cobb County, but if there's any other suggestions.
Okay, no, all right, I understand. So here, I don't remember. Again, you can't believe the amount of scrutiny I put into this, because I don't want to put my name on a 1,200 word article in your paper and be wrong. And there's not a word in there that is not accurate, and I'm very proud of that.
Right.
So,
right.
I don't want to start now with a phone call, but I want to be sure.
No.
I don't remember if you're collecting the secure and verifiable ID documents.
Okay.
Are you?
Ben, what do you mean when you say that you're collecting the...
Okay.
You talking about their driver's license?
Well, it could be a driver's license, yes. There's a whole list. We decided...
Yes, we get that.
You are doing it?
Every business. Yes.
Okay.
I just didn't understand the terminology. Wrong.
Okay.
I guess because... And the reason is because the thing that we ask for is the driver's license, and that's what everybody mostly has, right?
Well, yeah, that gets into a gray area. I'm not going to confuse you with that right now. I'll wait a minute for that. But I just sent to Ms. Hyde's address, secure and verifiable ID. What did I say?
I don't know, so I'm not sure what documents they
do. Okay, okay, that's what I'm trying to tell you. People can send you a variety of documents that we gave the AG a lot of leeway in saying which documents were acceptable. And what we were trying to do was more be exclusive. Like, we did not want people in the country illegally to send you an ID card they obtained from their home nation's consulate, called a matricula consular card. So we just excluded some documents. The AG is telling you what documents you can accept. So I can't remember. I don't remember that I noticed that you were collecting those documents previously. I can find my way back to your website. So if I send in a request for open records for all the documents that XYZ business filed for their business license last year, it would entail you sending back to me or anybody who asked. All of the documents would include their affidavit and a copy of their secure and verifiable ID. In your case, you're using a driver's license, that's fine. But you would have to send me a redacted copy of their driver's license. I've done it in multiple places. Some people do it, some people don't. But the law requires it.
Right. Yeah.
So.
And Ben, you think we are doing this? And if somebody made that request, we would have those driver's license with the affidavit in the file?
The new ones, we've always done this, and this is back to where what DA's talking about on renewals. And I'm sitting here with Tina, one of the business license clerks, and she tells us that we are now requiring it on renewals too.
That is
the Cobb County methodology. Before, Avery, what DA is saying is what we did. It was the state law. You come in, you fill it out one time, and you come back to renew. If there's no changes, we didn't get anything. But Tina's now telling me, now even on renewals, we're getting your driver's license again. Or a passport or...
Okay, yeah, that sounds right. So the variable here, and I'm sorry to... It's hard for me to be very eloquent this morning, but if I qualify for a business license because I am here with a green card, I'm not a U.S. citizen, but I'm here legally, okay? You are supposed to ask me to prove that status with that affidavit and that ID every year, because I can lose that lawful presence, quote unquote, that legal status, that can go away from one year to the other.
And Tina's shaking her head. Yes, she knows exactly what you're talking about.
All right, so
she's saying that's what she's doing.
You're only required to make a U.S. citizen prove that status one time in the same office for the same benefit. You know, but if somebody goes to, I don't know if you have a housing department, for example, anything out of the Carroll County Department of Community Development, if that same person goes and applies for a home loan or whatever's outside of your office, then they have to start all over and prove their status again. It's not a county thing, it's an office thing.
Right.
All right. Again, let me say, I feel sorry for people who have to learn this, but you know, it's it's all done for a reason. It makes sense to us, and we fought like tigers to get it through. Don't care who else is listening, but ACCG and GMA, A, fought us every step of the way, and B, I think they've done an abysmal job of ensuring compliance and explaining this to people in a periodic format, so that the new guy in whatever desk in whatever department has to relearn this all by themselves without any guidance. So you're welcome to pass that on to those guys if you want to.
All right. So it sounds like we are using the Cobb County method now. Is there? I'm just trying to think of through. Is there anything? And again, I'm not putting you on the spot, but and I wanted to, while we were talking about it this morning, just ask you, and then if you think of anything later this week or reviewing your notes and information, you know, we would be glad to talk with you again and see what we can get resolved. Hopefully, I guess if we're using the correct affidavit now and we're going above and beyond what the minimum law states, and we're getting the secure and verifiable documents and affidavit at renewal, is there anything else that you can think off the top of your head today?
I'm going to use the caveat that just because I can't right now doesn't mean there isn't one, but it doesn't sound like it to me, no, sir. So when I ask for these open records requests in the last 6 weeks, however long it's been, I never got anything having to do with secure and verifiable ID. So when you say that's what we're doing, are you saying you started collecting the secure and verifiable ID just very recently, or that I didn't get sent those copies?
Very recently is what Tina said.
All right. So you weren't doing.
Is we've made a lot of changes since these things, since we've been in communication, Mr. King, is that we've made a lot of changes. We changed the website. We're changing what we're doing up front, trying to be in compliance. So,
well, that's good. Believe me, I have other things to do. I'm 70 years old. I don't want anybody to think I'm sitting around trying to put somebody, you know, on the spot. But I worked about 12 years of my life to get these laws into place, and I'm now trying to get them, you know, get some compliance. So there's no animosity on my end, but there is a lot of determination.
Absolutely, and there's none on our end either. We just want to make sure we make the appropriate changes and start operating like we should.
All right. So have you had an application processed yet in which you are using the correct affidavits and collecting the secure and verifiable ID?
Yes.
All right. So I'm going to do an open records request. That way I've done my due diligence before and after. So I'll do that. And that'll be great to get that information. I'll have to figure out what business to ask for, or I'll just ask for the last five affidavits. Try to make it easy on your end, but that will, for me, that will close the book on this, and I'll make sure I say as much.
Okay, that sounds good. So you're going to submit that open records request, and then Ben will get the last five that we've done.
And using all the new paperwork.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you can see what I'm looking for. I'm looking for, okay, I've seen them do it wrong, and now I've seen them do it in a way that complies with the law.
I understand.
Okay. So are you going?
All parties.
I'm sorry.
We can go ahead and do that, Avery. You don't have to send an email. We're standing here talking to you. You don't need to send me an email. So what I'm going to do is when we get off the phone, I'll have staff for the last five, and then we will send them to you.
Okay, email. Well, as long as you...
If something's wrong, you just give us a call back on the phone, and we'll fix that.
Okie dokie. I was just going to say something I forgot. Sorry. All right, well, if it's the last five...
Expert.
I'm sorry?
I like you said, we're just trying to make sure we get it right.
Okay. If the last five entails the business license and it has, well, you, okay, yeah, that'll work.
And we're going to send you the last five, and we want you to, if something's wrong, let us know, and then Avery, we will work on fixing that.
Okay, well, I'm going
to... only want just to be in compliance.
I understand. But I'm going to feel better if I send an open records request. I can say you sent it to me, but just what we want to see is, as if I sent an open records request, please send me all of the documents collected
for the last
five applications for occupational tax license, yada, yada.
Yada, yada. All right,
well,
send us the email, and we'll start working on it.
All right, so you do want the email.
Well, I thought you said you was going to send one in.
Well, I will if you want. Yeah, it's probably better if I send it. So I will send it, and I'm sorry to talk over you.
The last five. You're going to get an email with the last five. Me, Janet, Avery, and DA, and Stacy are going to be copied with our last five. So.
Okay. All right. That's a big help. So I hope that I have helped, and again, I take no responsibility for anything I may have forgotten to say, but I'm kidding.
Yeah. If you think of anything, the lines of communication are open, so feel free to give us a call and let us know.
Okay. All right, you guys. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
Yes, sir.